escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I can understand Tate's point that if we look at the difference between how Texas being talked about and Ohio State's being talked about, there is there's a different shade of hue being painted on one team than the other. But I look at Ohio State and Texas as two very similar teams in terms of there's like 20 teams that I think could be in the playoffs this year. And I think a fair amount of them, you can make a case, could actually win the national championship. So I don't know either team is going to be certain to be in the playoffs this year. And I certainly don't know either team's guaranteed to make it to the Final Four.
It's funny because I was thinking about how many like legit teams I think could win the national title. And every year, I think it's been every year for the previous 20, every team that has won the national title has been a preseason AP top six. Mm-hmm. Like, it's usually that's the line. Like, if you're an AP top six or below, you're going to end up winning the national title. You have to be one of those six teams. And Ohio State and Texas obviously are part of that. Like, there's a big reason why, not only is this a massive game, but there's a big reason why it's so hard to actually pick whether it's Ohio State or Texas in this game.
But I think this is the year that might upset the apple cart.
Because the playoff is such a wild, anything can go type situation. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, and same with Portal. Same with, Ohio State's run out of their exhaustive eligibility of older players. Michigan's done that. And there are a couple teams, though, that still have those guys are going to be 6-7 year players that have been around college football forever. Like, I don't think the gap. Ohio State and Texas are ridiculously talented, but I think there's like 10 to 12 teams that are ridiculously talented in college football this year. And like, even a couple teams I don't think we normally think of in that case. And it's smart to bet on Texas or Ohio State, at least one of these two teams being there.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like there's going to be some chaos to this season, and I think I'm here for it. I think I'm more excited going in, not knowing if Ohio State's a national championship team, a playoff team, or just a really good Big Ten team.
I mean, the Big Ten is so good in general that there is an easy path where they do start to slide for sure, but the expectation has to be playoff team. It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out, obviously, but it is. Like, if Julian Sain and that battle that he had, if that turns out to be Haskins versus Burrow, and that's what some people are describing. Like, I heard Urban the other day suggesting that, like, that's essentially what that battle came down to being. Maybe we turn around and Julian Sain throws for 50 touchdowns that season the same way Haskins did, and he's just incredible. But it's just there's so much there.
I do think it's interesting that Ohio State says that
he's not as tall or heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's... Listen, I think part of where you're trying to go with this program is you had some real momentum with this team, with C.J. Stroud, with Justin Fields, and kind of and Dwayne Haskins before him, having kind of a nice stream of Ohio State quarterbacks going in the first round, which we really have not seen in the hallowed history. You've had more quarterbacks like Craig Krenzel, who was drafted, but late in the draft.
A lot more Honda McCords and Will Howards than
Absolutely.
Anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so I think it's interesting that Saiyan physically is a pretty unremarkable quarterback, but everything I've heard about the kid is he is just like a pure passer. Like, it is obvious when you see him, whereas like McCord was a little robotic, was a little slow.
I'm ready to walk away from Saturday and just be simply dropping at the end of it. Julian Saiyan looked much better than Arch Manning.
Oh, I don't know about
that. I'm not saying I'm expecting that to happen. If the game goes the way that Ohio State says that it'll end up going, then I could see a bunch of people having an overreaction based off of that one game, suggesting that everything is situated and figured out. And again, maybe too, we have just a defensive battle and a lot of running, and that's ultimately what we end up getting anyway, too.
Yeah, when Tate said he would take the under, I was like, this is the kind of game that we all go in talking about the offense or talking about the defense, and then like the over is hit by halftime.
We've seen those games. Yeah,
this is that kind of game that is just like odds, Saiyan and Manning turn out to just be Heisman candidates and just rip right through it.
I heard Joe Klatt today, and he was making the suggestion that it's going to be heavy runs and a lot of defense early on, and that's basically going to be the recipe of this. And it's like, I mean, we should all be bracing ourselves. I think people think it's going to be a heavyweight battle with these quarterbacks. Probably end up being more run game and more defense.
Well, that's what I was saying. I think the analysts saying so unanimously, like it's gonna be a fist fight, a slobber knocker, that it would just be fun. I love when everybody's like, it's gotta be this kind of game, and then a quarterback battle breaks out. I still think it's gonna be really hard for this, given what we've said about both teams,
mm-hmm.
given the lack of experience for both quarterbacks. It's tough for me to see this game living up to the hype on it a little bit.
People are talking as if this is the best game to start off a college football season in the past 20 years.
Yeah, and that's because the AP overranked them going into the season. I think Penn State should be number one.
I love Penn State's team. I don't like James Franklin, but
Nobody
I love Penn
does.
State's team.
Nobody, not Nittany Lions fans don't like James Franklin.
I mean, Nicholas Singleton, I love Allen, like that combo in the backfield. I love the offensive line. I'm not as high on Drew Aller as you are. I've been pretty vocal about that, but even still, like,
I'm ready. I'm ready for the Aller Express to go.
That was too slow of a
choo choo. I know, but it would sound ridiculous.
Could be a steady. I know, but I thought we were building momentum with him here. It's like, oh, it's going to be a real gradual build here for Drew.
I don't know any express that just goes 0 to 60 in three
seconds.
It's
called express.
Well, yeah, okay.
It's not called gradual build. It's called the express.
Yeah, but the express has to get building. Like, I understand what you're saying here, but express is, you know what? I'm not going to have this argument because I think I've lost it.
Okay. That was a good bailout.
I try to talk out of my ass, and I'm like, you know what? He's got a point. We're just going to give it to him. Points to Peter, then. Yep, exactly. By the way, notice you never play points to Wilson.
I didn't have that drop in
there. Yeah, well, maybe make one.
Yeah, maybe make one.
No, I have.
Nick nailed it. Nick, fantastic job. That's pretty good.
It's no points to Wilson. I like points to Wilson.
Points to Wilson.
Yeah, you said that. You said that sarcastically. Don't say that.
I didn't know how to do it in the Harry Potter tone that you guys all want me to do it in.
The Harry Potter tone?
Isn't that kind of like what that is? Isn't that like the points for Gryffindor type thing?
Play it again. Points to Peter Lynn. No, that's who am I? Dame Maggie Smith there?
Listen, I've never seen any of Harry Potter. You know this.
Points to Peter Lynn.
I've only ever done the spoilers that a buddy of mine told me to that I feel bad about to this day, where I told everyone that Dobby dies. It wasn't great.
You're a wizard, Peter Lynn.
It wasn't great, but isn't that kind of the bit?
Points to Peter Lynn.
See, that's pretty good.
That was Dumbledore.
That was pretty good too.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Those are the only ones I got. Oh, points to Peter Lynn. That's Dobby. You killed him, bastard.
Dobby. Yeah, I killed him.
Yeah.
I just went around.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Telling people, hey, he dies. But if you haven't seen it so far.
I think this is going to be... I'm very excited for this, but I'm trying to go into the game with no expectations.
I just don't know how anyone can realistically, and this stinks because I got a whole day tomorrow to talk about it, but I just don't know how anyone can be like emphatically, Ohio State's going to win this game or Texas is going to win this game.
I would have saved that one for tomorrow. We've got
26 new players. You have 8 new starters on Ohio State. It's just too much new to even, and then both quarterbacks not having basically any experience. I just don't know. How do you even begin to handicap such a game?
And I know Ryan Day's won a national championship. He's still Ryan Day. I know Steve Sarkisian was in the, deep into the playoffs last year. He's
back to back years. He's been in the Final Four back to back seasons.
He's still Sark. He is the SEC version of James Franklin that's just a touch more accomplished. Maybe a touch more. I was going to say touch more problematic. No,
James Franklin was curious to know how far you were going to go on that.
I was thinking about it, and then
we were all thinking it.
Let's go to the. Now, James is.
We're not as cold blooded as that. There's so much about this game that I find interesting, and so many big takeaways that we're going to have. But is it bad to say that? There's a part of me that's almost as excited to watch Klubnik versus Nussmeier at 7:30 at night than I am this game?
No, because I do think... a way in which the game might be overrated and maybe the two teams might be overrated, I actually think it's a good weekend for college football. And the game that I will say, like Clemson versus LSU, is going to be really exciting.
It's going to be really exciting. I think Clemson's got a great defense. I'm excited to see what those two quarterbacks can do. Chip Kelly's lost every single opener that he's had while being the head coach at LSU. Like, he leaves Notre Dame because he doesn't think that they can win big, while Notre Dame ends up in a title game last year. Meanwhile, he struggles. There's so much that I like about that game. There's so much that I want to see about that game. But ultimately, yeah. It's going to be a good opening weekend for college football.
There is an element of Brian Kelly at LSU that I think I'm fully on the haterade. Where I just
he's not likable at this point.
Well, but I don't know.
He wasn't likable at Notre Dame. I
don't think he was likable at Cincinnati or Central Michigan or Saginaw Valley State or wherever the hell he was.
He's also gotten into a weird. I'm gonna dress up like a LSU player and try to do TikTok videos. Kind of remember that Dabo TikTok video that he did, where it was like the mouse crawling up the wall video, the TikTok. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
TikTok, Dabo's got the drip that makes something. There's a clock in there. I know that.
Yeah, that one.
Coach Sweeney's got the drip.
And he's wearing these obnoxious receiver gloves.
I got it. Okay.
And Brian Kelly did basically the same thing at LSU. And both looked just awful.
I have interviewed Dabo before. Multiple times.
Everyone says he's really, really nice.
Because I'm very important. But
yeah,
he is incredibly nice, by the way.
Remember when Dustin did one of their games and Dabo called ahead of time to get him set up at an elite table in the restaurant and then actually paid for the bill and everything? Like, yes. He does nice things.
He is. Comes off very Forrest Gump, though. Mm. All right, with respect.
It kind of looks like Forrest Gump.
With respect. They're both from Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, what more do you need here? With respect. Sometimes he does things, and I'm like, he's a bit of a Dumbo. I actually do like Clemson's ability to maybe actually get back on the national radar. I know they haven't been awful. They just haven't been Clemson and who they were. I think Klubnik actually does have a chance to put them back on the map this year.
I'm buying a lot of Clemson stock this season. I think they're going to be really good.
Also, don't forget, we haven't mentioned Notre Dame versus Miami. And I don't think it's going to be both. One of those bubbles is going to get burst on Sunday night. Because I don't know which team between the two is a fraud. I think we can probably guess Miami, because for about 20 years it's been right on the money. But one of those teams.
With Carr at quarterback now, they're going to actually have a real quarterback that can throw the ball. It's not going to be as much of a running game type situation.
He's so young, whereas
I know,
like
but
Carson
I'm excited
Beck,
to see what he does too.
Carson Beck stepping into that. I actually think people are. I feel probably. Listen, I don't think Carson's going to be a top 32 pick. But do I think he's going to be probably a top 100 pick this year? Yeah, I think that's pretty safe. As long as he just stays healthy and that his arm's fine, I think all that stock selling on Carson Beck is going to make people look foolish this year.
Notre Dame only giving up 2.5 points in that game. That's closer than I thought it would be. I want to highlight another game really quickly that when it was on the schedule a few years ago, everyone was like, oh my God, this game is going to be awesome. And then you fast forward and it's almost a 2-touchdown difference, and rightfully so.
Is Michigan, New Mexico?
Alabama and Florida State.
Oh.
Like, you're like, that's marquee. That's awesome. That game, you found out years ago that this was on the schedule and it was week one. And I remember thinking, like, that is going to be fireworks. Mm. And it's just a nothing burger.
But you know what? By the second half, we can talk about when they're going to fire Mike Norvell and when Deion Sanders will take over the Noles. Can you imagine Deion in Tallahassee? Come on. 216-474-0092. Is this game bigger for Ohio State or is it bigger for Texas? And Vanessa had a completely fair request, and it enraged me. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.